I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protesters gathered recently in Tehran to remember an activist killed last fall by security forces. Then authorities launched chemical attacks on several all-girls schools in response, and this wasn't the first time. Repeated poisonings alarm human rights groups. Just how far will Iran's leaders go for revenge? Myra with Heart for Iran says the Iranian people won't let anything stop them.
The revolution is in its new phase. People are confronting the regime by civil disobedience.
Heart for Iran's trauma team offers the hope and healing of Christ to brokenhearted people throughout Iran. Heart for Iran also empowers women to reach their God-given potential. Read the full story online to learn how you can help, and most importantly, pray.
Pray that people can take their country back so they can practice freedom.
Finally, war broke out between Russia and Ukraine in 2014 over the Donbas region. Numerous attempts at peace haven't stopped the bombardments, and civilians continue to suffer. Eric Mock of the Slava Gospel Association tells the story of a widow named Ludmilla. She and her son fled the front lines, but the house she was staying in got hit by artillery fire, knocking off the roof. She had to move into an old potato cellar below the building.
Nowhere to go, no real family to turn to. She told me of how lonely she was and how difficult it was to live in seeming isolation. And as we talked about her life, as we talked about how Christ had never given up on her and never left her behind, she talked about how the local church is there visiting and how the local church has made a difference in her life.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.